This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A proposed new rail line from Denver to Boulder and Fort Collins could get rolling by about 2029, so could service through the mountains to northwestern Colorado. But the second part of the Front Range Rail project, south to Pueblo, could take until 2035, and that has some southern Coloradans worried that they're a low priority. Carlos Lopez is a business owner in Trinidad.
These are other state neighbors that want amenities for where they live. I get that. We're in the same boat, but we've just got to advocate harder because there's less of us down here.
State leaders say starting in the north is a logical first step, but they're dedicated to full Front Range service. The plan would likely depend on voters along the entire corridor approving a tax. Colorado researchers have been awarded a grant from the Biden administration, $39 million, to develop treatments for osteoarthritis. That's a disease that hits more than 32 million Americans. CU Boulder Anschutz and CSU researchers will work on new therapies. Researcher Stephanie Bryant says that includes a shot that helps joints heal, an injury-patching hydrogel, and an annual infusion.
To enable them to get back to a normal state and do all the activities that they normally do with no pain, a healthy joint.
The team hopes to begin trials in human patients within several years. In Alamosa, a proposal to declare Alamosa County not a sanctuary county was dropped last week after no county commissioners brought it up for a vote. The Alamosa Valley Courier reports commissioners declined to call for a vote following more than an hour of public comment, mostly in opposition to the resolution. Commissioners did express their concerns that the county's budget would not be able to handle an influx of newcomers. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have the chance for rain through the day, highs close to 50, and a sunny day on Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.